Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I threw that up already. I blame that on Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special Aftermath, a lesson edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Wither Mose, the King of King himself. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am tired as hell because I'm on 2 hours of sleep for the last 48 hours. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only,
Sean Black, being back in the building once again. Who else is with us? Is there anybody else with us on this groundbreaking show tonight?
No, just you and I.
Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we decided to do this special Aftermath election, as we discussed on Monday, because we have a huge show Monday night. I'd like to thank everyone that called in and viewing their points.
Yes.
So, the number to call in is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. And you know what? I don't think we could piss anybody off tonight because everybody, half the world is already pissed off.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
I think we had it the ultimate. So, I will say my statement.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm sure Sean Black have a lot to say. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Armageddon is upon us. We all know what happened. One of the biggest upset in political history. Your new president will be Donald Trump. Where do I begin? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like half the world is shocked. I'm shocked a little bit, but not too shocked because I did say Donald Trump will win. So, but at the same time, I look at the expression of people's faces. Of course, like I said Monday night, New York is Hillary, but New York always has been Democrat. But the faces last night around at my job, like, OMG. Like, if this is happening, Donald Trump is in the lead for most of the night. Donald Trump is going to become a president, and it finally happened, what, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump grabbed America by the vagina. I think there's no other better way for me to say that. Donald Trump grabbed America by the vagina. Ladies and gentlemen, we let a narcissist, a bigot, a racist to enter the White House in January. So, Sean, it shows you once again that hate rules all. Sexism, racism, won again. But I have a lot more to say, but I know you have to vent. So, Sean Black, go right ahead. And before you start, I told you so. I told you. I told you. I told Anitra B. I told everyone from a year and a half from now, earlier when we first started the show, when we first heard about this. I told everyone Donald Trump will win. No one did not believe me, which I understand. You, Sean Black, I know you for 20 years. You have a good heart, which I curse you out all the time. And I know you want things to go right. I know you mean well. But on a personal note, and some things, people just love hate. I guess I have praised Trump. I crack up jokes about Trump. I'm not the only one. I don't support Trump. But I give him credit where credit is due. You call him a failure, I call him success. Sometimes you need to fail to succeed in life. He had no businesses, yes, but he's still a billionaire. And now he pulled one of the biggest upsets in history that have people off. Right now, around the country, there's protests going on right now. Protests. There's one man that you have criticized that hate. Hate might be the strong word for me to use for you, Sean, but you despite this guy. And now you have to deal with him, and we may have to talk about him for the next 4 years. So, Sean, besides venting, first thing I need to know,
okay,
what went through your mind last night thinking of the whole process. Because when I called you last night, you was not in a good mood.
Yeah.
So before you vent out,
mm-hmm.
what was going through your mind?
I was under the impression, based on some of the stuff that I saw, I was like, okay, this looks like it's a little bit early. You know, at first it started off, Trump had taken like a big lead. And it was like, okay, he's gotten, I think, Kentucky and a couple of the states. This is early on, you know, an hour in, and then some of the votes started to come in. And it was a little slow, but they would come in. I was like, and I remember texting you. I said, look, we're not going to really know anything until probably about 11, 12 o'clock, when all of the other states start to close their polls, and then they start to tabulate the votes. So I started watching, and I'm like, okay, there are certain states that Trump would have to, if he won, would almost be a lock. And I had this conversation with another friend of mine who I was actually outside looking at the results with. And I was looking, and I told him, I said, if Trump wins Ohio, which no Republican has ever won the election without winning, the race is over. Forget about all the other things that happened. And once they said that Ohio was won, which was at least an hour and a half before all of the other votes came in, I was like, well, I think we know how this is going. So what I did as I advised my cousin who lives in Pennsylvania, I said, don't stay with the results. Check in every other hour, every other, you know, 45 minutes or so, and then see where you're at. And that's what I did. And then what I did, I actually fell asleep. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, and I started seeing, it looks like Trump has done it. He's done it. And I was like, wow. And I had to shake my head. And the bottom line is not just the fact that you were right, because I remember we had this conversation before, and I said if it happened, it would prove a couple of things. Not every supporter of Donald Trump is racist, but every racist actually voted for Trump, if you understand the correlation.
Yes, 100%.
And the problem is that What I think a lot of people, where we were talking about all of these groups that had to vote, women, Hispanics, gay, lesbian, transgender community, all of the groups that we knew Donald Trump had offended, the one group that we did not take into account that was almost never talked about during this entire time were regular white folks. We never talked about the Caucasian vote that would decide this. All of around the fringe votes, we talked about that ad nauseum. Well, we didn't talk about the white vote. And the white vote is probably what helped Trump win the election. And with all of those things that happened, it was absolutely crazy. But here's, check this out. Clinton won more counties where 50% of the population was white. Clinton also won more counties where at least 45% of the population was African American. But that did not help because Trump got everybody else. And you saw the states that he won. He took Florida. He took Pennsylvania, which is, you know, a lot of places that are out there. The majority of the middle, the Midwest, the South. And we know, as you stated on our show Monday, that Clinton would take, you know, California, New York, the major states that we thought about. It's the other states that Trump took over. And that's what a lot of people didn't expect. And for that reason, Trump ran a masterful campaign because it worked. It also proved that this country, it's not that same old politics anymore. It's turned into The Apprentice. Whatever you say, whatever you do, it has to come across as entertaining. It has to come across as ground shaking. And also, the other thing that Trump had for him, he barely had to spend any of his own money on his campaign because he got millions and millions and billions of dollars in free advertising just based on all of the hateful stuff that he threw out there. And as we're seeing, the aftermath today, there is a nationwide protest in the streets of Philadelphia, New York City and Times Square, Seattle, California, Dallas, Texas, in places all over the country that people that could not believe that this happened. The Democratic Party did not prepare for the inevitability that this could have happened. And what we're seeing now is a nationwide revolt of the actual results, and I did not expect that at all.
Uh-huh. Are you done?
Yes.
Okay, I got distracted. I was texting a friend. I disagree about the Caucasian part. They say that, yes, we did not talk about the Caucasian vote. You really talk about the hill. I call them the hillbillies. The hillbillies voted for Donald Trump. As you say earlier, not everyone's a not every Trump supporter is a racist, but all the racists voted for Trump. That's a big huge key thing right there.
And the craziest
that he won.
Yeah.
Were the southern states in the middle? It's like it's very weird. The right side, the blue side, the left side of the country, mostly blue. The middle, the Midwest, the South, the country folks, all red. And the reason why I knew Donald Trump will have won, because I had that bad feeling from the Bush era. That's how George Bush won. It's from, once again, not the left, not the right side, the middle side.
Of course.
The people in the middle, they take their politics real serious. East, West Coast, we take, you know, our lifestyle, our money. We take politics serious, too. But those hillbilly folks, the ones that are probably mostly on welfare, drink their beers, they ain't doing nothing, love their weapons. Like you always say, they love their guns. They are the ones who go out there. And I was all, of course, everybody was talking today. It's like, there's nothing else you want to talk about. From young kids to adults, everybody talk about what happened. And even this morning, I'm on the bus with my son. This woman just out of nowhere started talking to me. Like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Yes.
Like, no matter where I go, people are talking about it. The train ride, the bus ride I was on, this is New York City, folks. New York City, if you're not from here, we are loud and crazy. Today, it was quiet.
Yeah.
Disbelief, anger, shock. For the first time in, since, I guess, 9/11, it's just New York City stood still.
Yeah.
Because we can't believe what just happened.
Eerily quiet.
And that's not normal for us. But this country just showed once again that hate wins. Hate conquer all. You may disagree with that, Sean Black, but it's right in your face. It's right there in our face. We know racism is here. We talk about it almost every week on the show, which we're sick and tired. We know there's sexism, but we've seen a whole new level of sexism, racism, right in our face now. Everybody's scared there's going to be a perjury. I'm not afraid. I know we have challenges ahead of us, but I have to give Trump a little bit of credit. He might change. Hopefully he's just doing just the talk and not going by the action. Building that wall thing, good luck. Need a unit to build that wall.
Yeah.
But I can't stand when people come to my face today. Oh, I'm sorry, Rodney. Sorry for what? I'm happy. And they got upset when I say I'm happy. What? You think they're not going to let a racist run this country? Come on. But on the Hillary part, people have come up to me like, Hillary, you know, people did not vote for Hillary because she's a woman. That and the emails, and she's a woman. That concept I do not understand. I don't care for Hillary because she's a crooked politician like everybody else. That's nothing new. That's why even though I'm Democrat, I don't know who to vote for. That's why I did not vote. But from looking from the guy's point of view at work, telling me, yeah, Hillary would not have done a good job anyway. Didn't it say because she's a woman? but a concept that is true to my faith because she's a woman. So then I go for a bigot of racist like Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you before K-Dog is calling right now,
mm-hmm.
I think I asked this question a long time ago. Is sexism bigger than racism in America now?
I think based on what we're seeing now, I think that it probably is, but it's in probably a different package, if you can understand where I'm coming from. It's earlier in the campaign that you would have probably said there's a lot of sexism involved, and you probably would have been right about that. But I think a lot of the reactions that have come from people have come from the fact that Hillary Clinton just was not as popular compared to the two, because she had a very big unpopularity vote going into the election. But she won the popular vote, and she won the popular vote by well over 1 million votes. The issue here is that when it comes to sexism or racism, the racism is not only overt, but it's just beneath the surface of every single thing that's happened. Donald Trump and the majority, I would probably say about 70% of what he ran on had some sort of racial motivation underneath it. There was sexism involved, obviously, from all of the misogynistic comments that he's made over the years. But in general, I think what we looked at is that racism was there. Because remember, he ran on the platform of doing a lot of things in general with a racial undertone. And the ironic part is, as you stated at the beginning, it is the person that said he would grab women by the vagina is now the president-elect. And later on this week, he will talk to the president of the United States, who will pretty much hand him the transitional keys to the White House, a person that he said wasn't born in this country. Think about that. The two people that have been offended probably the most in this entire deal will have to basically eat crow as he goes into the White House and continues to move on with not just himself, but the Senate and the House, all Republican, behind him.
All right, K-Dog, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Man, listen. First up, I just want to say, even today on my way to work, while I was on the train, these two white women, were talking about the whole mess and saying that it's a shame that how could America let this happen, that Donald Trump becomes president. And apparently there was a guy on the train, another white man, who wore a hat that shows that he was a veteran. And he said, Well, you know what? Get over it, you two, because you know what? The right person for the job won, and your scandalous woman lost. Man, it got real ugly. It turned into a complete mess where the women started to curse the man out. And he said, I've been a veteran. They said, well, my brother's a veteran. And he said some pretty nasty things to the guy before he left the train.
Mm.
And even at work this morning, and mind you, working in an office, you could tell it was somber. Everyone was in a somber mood, except for some of the men, because today it's like the big wigs came in for meetings and they were so excited. They looked like they were about to party or something. Now I'm going to keep it real with everybody. You know, with this win, with this election show, is that there are people in this country, the racists, who are showing their true colors. And you know what it is? It's like the hatred that they had for President Obama and also wanting to get rid of everything that he's done for the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
They feel that electing Donald Trump is the answer. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the anti-Obama vote. And you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but in the because if you look at the electoral map and you see the states that voted for Trump, it was a given. It was a given in the Midwest and all over the South. And he won states, and also he won states 4 years ago that went Democratic. They all went red.
That's the thing. I think what you're saying, you know, I'm a little bit confused about, because these same states that went Democratic 4 years ago,
yeah,
it's showing that people that vote for a black man, they probably can't stand compared to a woman today. Obama,
exactly.
They don't want to count. Obama did what, okay job, whatever type of job Obama did for the people. Everybody has their different opinions. You think
right.
that Hillary will continue that legacy from Obama, but they probably they don't trust a woman for a job. So once again,
no. The thing is,
well, mm-hmm.
the thing is, guys, I wanted to point out is that they will elect a woman president, but they just didn't want Hillary Clinton. You understand?
But they had a chance with Bernie Sanders.
Right,
Bernie
and many Bernie Sanders, many of Bernie's, you see, the thing is, this campaign was so, it was like a circus. I don't know if you guys could agree with me or not. It was a whole mess because Bernie Sanders, they showed it. They said Bernie Sanders would have had a better chance of winning this election than Hillary Clinton because America, they didn't like Trump. And they didn't like Hillary. And people are scratching their heads saying, what happened? And they've said that a majority of white women voted for Trump.
Exactly. That's the puzzling part about the whole thing. When they said it was, I believe, 55% of white women
voted for Trump.
55%, more than half of white women in the United
yeah.
States, decided to go with Trump. And it's probably due to that fact that it's same kind of – it's the thought process is it's more of the same with Clinton. Those people that voted for Trump are looking for something different because they feel that Clinton represented the same systematic government that doesn't get anything done. And I think that's their thought process.
Well,
yeah.
Females that voted for Trump – to be ashamed of themselves, especially the white woman. Like, wait a minute, this is a man that technically speaking, sexual assault woman that talk bad about women. Oh, man, let me make him the president then. Does that
yeah.
make any sense, really?
None of it makes any sense.
No, it doesn't, because the bottom line is that yesterday, who were the ones that went to the polls? And, again, check out the states. Check out those states that were Democratic 4 years ago to yesterday. I mean, Trump won by a landslide.
Yeah. And see, the thing with this is that we're seeing that overall you're dealing with the anger, the angst that went in of the let me get my country back. But I'm going to take it
exactly.
to a different spin on this.
Rashawn,
yeah.
I give that slogan credit. That slogan work. That slogan changed people. It changed everything. To make America great, technically speaking, make America white again, was a
yeah.
purpose slogan.
And the funny thing
out.
About that is he didn't create that slogan. He got that slogan from Ronald Reagan, who used it during his campaign back in 1984. So it worked, as you just stated, because it reminded everybody. When people look at the great, quote-unquote, politicians, all Republicans, the first thing that they do, they pray at the altar of Reagan. I think what's going to happen with the Democratic side is that it's that same thought process. It was they prayed at the altar of Kennedy. So
yeah.
a lot of the people that are angry are looking towards somebody that's going to do the same as those people. But like I said before, I want to take you to a different side of this. The reason why we got all of this anger now is because of the uncertainty and the angst, as I was just saying before. Van
exactly.
Jones, who works for CNN, he had a perfectly succinct response to everything that was there. And I'm just going to go quickly through it because I know we're running low on time. But basically what he said was, people have talked about a miracle. I'm hearing about a nightmare. You tell your kids, don't be a bully, don't be a bigot, do your homework,
mm-hmm.
and be prepared.
And
then you have this outcome. You have people putting children to bed tonight, and they're afraid of breakfast. They're afraid of, how do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight, should I leave the country? I have families of immigrants that are terrified tonight. This was a rebellion against the elites, true. It was a complete reinvention of politics, but it was also something else. We haven't talked about race. This was a white lash against a changing country, against a black president in part, and that's the part where the pain comes in. And that was a perfect example of why he was able to articulate what the African American, what the Hispanic American, what the Muslim American, and all of the people that were offended by Trump's campaign have to go through the day after. And this is the reason why there are protests all over the place now.
Okay, we have another caller on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Yes.
Hey, I'm Chris.
Hey,
how you guys doing?
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, it sound like, you sound like you're in a party right now.
Of course not. You know, not on a Wednesday night.
Okay. Oh well, we have Chris on the line. He's going from a younger generation. What is your input about the election last night? Were you shocked? Are you upset? Well, you represent the millennial generation right now.
I mean, of course, you know, I don't know anyone who wasn't shocked and upset. But, you know, mostly what my generation is worried about is our future. You know, what are we going to do with our 401ks? What are we going to do with, you know, our dreams of opening businesses? How, you know, we're going to be successful going forward? You know, being under the regime of an individual that doesn't understand us, that doesn't know what we want, that's not working towards a future that's beneficiary to us.
Mm-hmm. So right now, there's protests are going out throughout the country. Do you believe
what
there's protests?
I mean, I believe people have the right to, you know, protest and get out their point of view. If you're unhappy with something, it's our right as Americans to show that we're unhappy.
Yeah. Go ahead, Sean. Take over.
I don't think that anybody is going to look at this and think that because of the protest that somebody's going to change the outcome. The outcome is
of
here.
Of course.
We now
nothing
have to deal.
Change.
Exactly. We have to kind of deal with what's going on. I know a lot of people were upset when Bush won his second term. Most people
yeah.
had actually thought Al Gore won, and then they woke up the next morning, no, we're still counting votes. Huh? So this has happened. What do you think, Chris, that now that this is going on, what do you think is the feeling now of, let's say, people of your generation, that feeling that they're getting based on what the results are and where to go forward?
I mean, we feel defeated. There's no other way to feel but defeated.
Exactly.
You're
looking
for surgery coming up.
You know,
are we gonna have craziness going on right now for
yeah.
the next few weeks?
Well,
I mean,
I
believe people are gonna express their point of view. If they're unhappy, they're gonna let you know they're unhappy, and they feel like their right as an American is to say, "Hey, I know that this is not gonna change the results of this election, but I'm gonna let you know that this is not what I want. This is not the America I envisioned."
Well, you know, I got to say this is that.
I think what Sean said earlier about what is the best way for us overall, K-Dog and Chris, how are we going to explain to our children, in general, hey, you know what? Bullying is not good. Be nice. But, Daddy, this gentleman became president of the United States, and he told Mexicans are rapists and are killers.
And he's
a
bully.
How can you?
You know, it's a very difficult. It's a very difficult way because when you look at it, like Trump bullied his way throughout this campaign. Let's be real about that. And when it comes to telling your children about bullying, how wrong it is, you look at this and you're shaking your head like, you know, you still got to instill that kind of value in your children to tell them not to be a bully. But, you know, you're not going to be with your children all the time, if you understand what I'm saying. Your children go to school. And when they see this, like, wait a minute, this guy bullies people. You have to maintain that kind of attitude in them. You have to instill it.
You want to know something that's really ironic, K-Dog, to add to what you're saying? Is the fact that Melania Trump actually did a speech just a couple days ago about if she and her husband would go into the White House, her campaigning would be against bullying, which is completely ironic to me.
It is, because her husband was a bully. And the thing is, you look at what Trump has done throughout this campaign. I mean, going as far as to making fun of someone who's handicapped, that says a lot. Yeah. And that's why more and more people are angry at the outcome of this election. I mean, like you said, the demonstrations are going to go on, because even today as I was at work, I even saw as far as England, in London, that people went in front of the American embassy and protested this election. And, you know, there's going to be a lot more protests. And Inauguration Day? Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Inauguration Day is going to be ugly. If you think that Inauguration Day 2001 was bad, it's going to be a whole lot worse on Inauguration Day 2017.
Yeah.
So, guys, so do you think, all three of you guys, before I go to Milton next, do you think voting was worth it?
Honestly, after, you know, going back to the point of we were talking about, you know, what we're showing our children, after showing our children that we worked so hard and we got the first black president elected twice, now it feels like we're showing them the opposite.
Oh,
we all went out and we voted, and what we wanted didn't come to fruition.
Okay, I got two more callers.
Sorry.
Milton X, I'll give you 5 minutes, then I go to Brother B.
Good evening.
What's up, brother?
Good evening,
nothing,
old soothsayer.
And listen,
hey.
What we stand for? For what? What exactly are you upset
Milton,
about?
Man, brother, I can't hear you, man.
You hear me now?
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a parking lot almost.
Yeah, that's what we hear, man.
Alright, I'm going to try to sit up and move around a little bit, but do you hear me now?
Yeah, you're coming in clear.
Yeah.
Okay, good, alright. So what exactly are we upset about? Listen, America has been built on racist and white supremacy. Here you have a blatant white supremacist doing what he does. He tapped into the angry white man and angry white woman vote.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get into that. Because 56% of white women that voted for him. Not her.
Him.
I'm with her shit? No. You know why? Because women respect power. Don't get it twisted. And white women want white power just as much as white men do. So they went that way. You know, so I think as minority, as black people, fuck minority, I don't like that term anyway. As black people, we think, you know, it's progress and this, that, the third. No, it's about power. And white folk ain't giving that shit up. You have to take it from them. You understand? And that's why, at least with the Trump presidency now, it's clear who our enemies are and who our friends are. That's why I'm not that disappointed about this shit. And besides, what was our alternative? Hillary Clinton? You know what the Clintons did to us in the 90s. So, to be honest about it, ain't that much difference between her and Trump in my mind anyway.
No, but everybody's the same to you, Milton. Everybody's the same to you.
Listen, it is what it is.
Okay, let me go to Brooke.
Hold on.
Hold on, let's go to Brother B.
Brother B, are you there?
Hold on. Listen, I am, like, walking to my job, and it's crazy windy. I don't know if you can hear me. What's up, y'all?
Yeah, what's going on?
I can hear you, bro. Listen. Listen, what the hell are we mad about? This shit is funny because, yo, he just pulled another George Bush, and he going to rock. Listen, he's going to shit on everybody. He going to make his money for him and his partners and his cronies, and he's going to be like, all right, people, I'm out.
All those
people that voted for him, he's not going to give them what they want. This is the perfect way I can put it. A non-politician just showed the politicians how to politics.
Money talks, man. Money talks.
Not money talks. Race talks.
Hold on, guys. Let brother can speak. No, then that's not for 2 minutes.
A lot of people want to say that Trump is racist. I remember years ago when he was running with Puffy and trying to chase down little Kim for booty and all types of stuff. Listen, he was running with the rest. He about his money. That's the color, only color he thinking about is green. It's the people that voted for him that they misconstrued everything he said. And he said, well, listen, if you want to vote for me based off of what you think I said, then, hey, that's what I said. And you can run with that. As long as you vote for me and I get in here and make this money, I don't care. And this is what it is. So all those people expecting him to work miracles, or everybody think they're going back to the cotton field and this, that, and the third. This is the only thing that happened with this situation with Trump. It just shows everybody you don't have to be smart to win.
You can be cunning.
No, he's cunning.
I think he's referring to George Bush, who a lot of people didn't think was all that smart, and he got in.
Exactly. But listen, he's cunning and he's conniving, but that don't mean he's smart.
Yeah.
So, Chris, do you think Donald Trump will do a good job as a president? Do you give him the benefit of the doubt?
I can't give somebody the benefit of the doubt after the picture he painted of himself. I mean, he's done everything but, you know, pretty much burn a flag.
But like it would be said, this man show politicians how to politics. This man who have no experience beat 17 people for the big job. 17 that have experiences.
But that's the thing. He don't need experience. He got charisma. And he taught white power. That's all he need to do.
And guess what else? You know what else that gave Trump the victory? Social media. Because everything was about Trump.
Oh, yeah.
The media, they were running Trump like crazy.
He played that game perfectly.
He did. He did. And he ran with it. He didn't have any big-time celebrities coming out to his concerts.
He is a celebrity.
Exactly. He is a celebrity. And he promoted himself. And the thing is, people, trust me.
You'll be scared now?
I'm keeping it real. People ate it up.
Should the minorities, the Muslims, should we all be scared now?
No.
Who do you think stay in his hotels when they come to this country? The Saudi family. Listen, it's all a ploy. Everybody's in bed together.
Brother B is right. Because, listen,
look,
Trump and Hillary are homies.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you guys something, and I'm sure Milton X, you'll agree with me when I say this. At work today, we were talking about this. We had a small discussion because, you know, where I work at, it's mostly like big corporate America, and, you know, there's a bunch of Republican males there. But, however, when it came to the women, they said like this, wow, you know, the only non-politician who ever got into office was Dwight Eisenhower, who was a general in the U.S. Army. But how is it that this guy who's never held political office, who's never been in the military, becomes president? And this is the thing that I looked at. I said, you know what? It's that privilege. No,
man, listen,
that,
it's
no,
simple.
It's all that
it's,
shit. It's the he talk that
listen.
Shit.
It's you know what's funny though?
And this is the thing. And he just showed America that anybody could be president as long as you have money and as long as you have that privilege.
And not and what you mean by privilege, K-Doll? You mean
white
like supremacy.
Exactly.
That's what you really mean. Because listen, this is what this country was built on, white power, whether you like it or not. That's
well,
what this country is built on and what it drives on.
Yeah.
I see it like this. After Obama, you know, white people were already pissed. They was like, shit, if they let a black man in office,
yeah,
next thing you know, we got to be having dogs, cats.
We ain't letting no woman in office.
You know, running through the Oval Office.
But,
so,
but that's the thing. White women voted for Trump, though. You
yeah,
think
you
no
they
Obama would have
ride
for Hillary?
I mentioned that earlier.
Because,
I mentioned that earlier,
listen,
a huge amount.
They
voted for him because, listen, he talked that pep talk. He talked that shit to them. And white
in other words,
is
the
yes.
white woman wanted him to grab him by the pussy then.
Exactly. Exactly. They love that. Listen, come on, man. Who the original prostitute? Who started all that porn shit? Who all that
white woman
and all that other crazy shit?
White women.
And they love that shit.
And when you listen to all of those focus
shit,
groups, when you hear the focus groups that were on different news channels and different talk shows, when they would talk to the white women that were there, the white women that were still voting for Trump, and this is like shortly after the Access Hollywood tapes came out, they still, after all of that, defended him from the sense
that they did.
I can't condone anything he said. That's disgusting. It's boorish. It's
okay,
revolting,
along,
but yet
though,
we're still going to go ahead
hold
and
on,
vote for
hold
him.
Hold on.
You know why,
guys.
Sean?
Hold on, guys.
Hold
on. From that statement, Sean, from all those things that you said, look at what happened about the Trump situation compared to Bill Cosby. How
that's
everyone
true.
Attacked the Bill Cosby.
Well, you know what
Bill
that's
Cosby
about.
White. Well, Cosby ain't
exactly.
white, man. Bill Cosby.
Bill
Cosby, and Bill
Cosby a bit darker.
White.
Yeah.
Well, you see, Trump. Well, you see, the thing is, that's again, this is the white privilege that we're talking about, and people need to understand that always works. It always does. Because, you know, I'm a very liberal person. I have tolerance, but I'm just telling it as I see it. You know, with Bill Cosby, they crucified Bill Cosby.
Well, but
and
Bill Cosby
the guy that
got
plays
too big
hold
for
on,
him,
hold
that's
on,
why.
Hold on. Now, this is the thing, guys. Do you know the actor that played the father on Seventh Heaven? He committed
child molestation, I think. And he admitted to it.
Yes.
He was in a divorce proceedings,
and that's when he was.
Right.
He molested
the two girls.
Yeah. Well, listen, he was into the NFL with Josh Brown. The hell out of his wife got suspended one game, and then, you know, he admits it, and like, oh, he needs help and shit. Ray Rice is a savage. You know what I'm saying? It's the same white supremacist thing right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing. That's what's going on now. But like I said, they didn't punish that man when he molested two girls.
Of course not.
A therapy. But Bill Cosby gets punished, and Donald Trump is now the president-elect.
Not only has Bill Cosby been punished, he's almost been completely eradicated from the memory of television. If you're looking at television, you don't see any references to Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Anything that he has helped create. All of the 30, 40 years or so of positive, uplifting messages that he's done over the years,
yeah,
you don't hear
all
about
that.
But somebody like Charlie Sheen, who admitted getting people, you know, he's sleeping with prostitutes and porn stars,
and
unprotected sex, drugs, the whole nine. And he has two shows that he's not even a part of anymore are in syndication and are shown throughout the country. Ad nauseum in some instances.
Well, see, Sean, Charlie Sheen is sick and he needs help.
Mm.
Wait, y'all missing the whole point. Bill Cosby had that pussy. See, that's the problem. He had that pudding, and that pudding made him crazy. So,
he was big brother than Bronson back in the day, but when he was making NBC money, it was cool. But when he tried to get his network popping, you know, part of buying NBC, you can keep it too big, nigga. We got to knock you down a couple notches. That's what that shit is.
Because
of course,
you know what else?
Of course they had
because
to.
You know
of
what else? Bill Cosby
to.
was about to shake up the media world.
Yeah.
But I'd like to know what's next for us to do.
That's a very good question, Hot Rod. That's
we
a very
focus.
Good question.
We got to close ranks. We got to build black businesses. Keep the black dollar in our neighborhood.
But you say that all the time. But look at our education.
This is the time. This is the time. Because Trump ain't focused on us. Trump is focused on money. He's focused
exactly.
on money.
That's why.
Listen.
The purpose
all,
Trump wants to build.
Let me just add this. We have to look out for each other as a people. We have to look out for each other as a community I want to add one more thing. We need to stop looking at government to help us. We need to help ourselves.
But they're not. They never have.
We need to break that cycle of, oh, please help. No.
Listen. 8 years.
Just a thing,
how many years?
Milton, I know you're on fire tonight, but calm down. Let all of us be
cool. I'm cool, baby. I'm cool.
Calm down. All right, Brother B, go right ahead.
Wait, real quick. My whole thing is this. It's sad. I hate to use the word never, but listen, we had a black man in office for 8 years, almost 8 years. And what did?
But that don't mean nothing.
Wait, no. The thing is this. It should have showed us something, but a lot of us chose to do nothing.
Exactly.
He basically said, listen, I fulfilled the dream. I'm here. So now what are you going to do with it? And most of us did nothing. And on his way out, we sitting there saying he didn't do anything for us. So we got to stop looking for the handout.
That's what you mentioned. We ain't suffering enough. Now with Trump in there, that's going to be the pain we need to learn.
Well, you know what?
You got to get that
Brother
belt.
B?
You know what I'm saying?
Brother B, I agree 100% with what you said because you know what? I've been saying it for the longest and people didn't want to listen to me saying, oh, but why are you saying that for? I'm like, listen, number one, President Barack Obama is the president of the country, not of the people.
Therefore, it is up to us as a people.
But listen, he has to run the country. Why is it that we have to sit there and try to ask government to help us out when we should be doing things for ourselves? We need to build things in our community.
But one thing, how come Mr. Obama could write laws to protect the police, but he can't write laws to protect us from the police?
Do you really think they were going to allow him to do all that?
Because towards
the end of his presidency, what came out? You had Republicans talking, saying every year we blocked everything that he did, everything he tried to do, we blocked it. But when did he try to do something? So they told
to
on themselves
from the police. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You got to remember,
as the president of the United States.
He's the most filibustered president in the history of the nation.
Yep.
And when you have that much obstructionism, when you have an entire House and Senate basically throw down everything that you have tried to make progress in, you can't really make a whole lot of progress and get anything done.
But that's the thing you're not missing, you're not getting, Sean. He didn't have to try to do anything anyway because he knows he got us in his hip pocket. You know what I'm saying? He knows we ain't going to hold him accountable anyway.
Well, you know what?
Walk around and that image, and that makes us feel good, and that's it.
You know what it is? Let me tell you something. I have to disagree because, listen, when you are president of the United States of America, you have to answer to Congress. You have to answer to the House. They're the ones that have
to
vote on the law.
Bankers.
No, he didn't have to. The thing is, You think Obama's stupid? He knows what's going on, but yet
that's why. He knows what's going on. That's why his hair is white.
Yet, you know what's gonna. But yet, you know what? If you go ahead and do that, then you're asking for trouble. That's what they were. That's what they were ready for. And he made them
nothing,
stupid.
There's nothing that he could do. There's nothing that he could do about cops going around, law enforcement going around shooting black people.
The only thing
that we can do is change stuff on the lower with legislation. On the low,
No, but with the local, Milton, if you were listening, bro, he talked about local politicians reaching out to your local congressman, leaking out to your local council person. But you know what? This is, again, what I was saying. Stop depending on big government to help us. Why is
what you're saying is that the black president is useless in helping black people. Okay.
He can't help.
Here's the issue. This is the issue.
Come on. I'm speaking. I'm the king.
Let Rodney.
I'm the king.
I'm gonna have me a little dragon. So speak up.
He's saying don't look at the president. The man was white, Chinese, or Asian. It doesn't matter. It's the mayor. Mm-hmm. It's the senators. Mm-hmm. We gotta go up to them. Donald Trump is not going to affect my paycheck or your paycheck no time soon.
Rodney, I'm going to say it like this. If the president is Asian, the Asian community is going to expect him to do something for Asian people.
No,
if
he's not.
If you don't, they'll hold him accountable. If
no,
he
can't do
it. Jewish,
no,
same
he's
thing.
Not.
If the president of the day,
Milton. Milton,
yes,
he needs Jesus, and he needs a drink, and he needs to smoke some weed. You're making no sense.
I'm making a lot of sense. You're just in denial of this shit. But okay.
I'm the outsider here. I was sitting outside the box. I'm the one who told you Donald Trump will win. I told that from day one.
I care less because Trump and Hillary are the same
thing. But you're the one who's upset right now because you're typical. You hate white people even more now because Donald Trump won.
I'm not upset about anything. This is just reality what it is.
Well, you don't want to, you can't shut up for 2 seconds, so you are upset.
What?
Oh, you are
what?
Upset because you can't shut up for 2 seconds.
No, I'm speaking my mind. Listen.
No, you're speaking my mind.
It's
the
rum and coke,
speak.
Baby.
But see, you can't even let me speak. So you can't. You're the one who's calmed down. You need to calm down. But Donald Trump will deport
calm.
You first. Donald Trump will deport you first.
Pay me my reparations and I leave. I don't give a shit. You gotta pay me what you owe, though.
Oh yeah, you will never get your 40 acres and a mule. You could get that.
I'm trying to get millions.
Real estate costs too much in this
real
country.
Estate.
Oh,
pay
for,
man.
Listen,
exactly.
They'll put a McMansion on that 40 acres before you get that mule. That's
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Listen, but to be real though, just like you know in Canada, we have the province of Quebec. You know they do their own thing up there.
Mm-hmm.
Black folks should have their own progress here in America.
Well, let's see what we do with this next 4 years. Because like
now,
I said, the focus ain't on us.
Years.
No, listen. Yeah, but still in all, we need to start doing something now. We need to hit the goddamn ground running. We've been complaining for how many hundreds of years?
And
we still doing the
nothing.
Same dumbass shit. It's like you telling you it's like you telling your little kid, stop touching that oven, it's hot. And they keep touching until they touch it, and they burn their hand. Then they learn the lesson.
Listen,
why do we have to burn ourselves to learn the lesson?
Exactly.
We need to. Man up now.
Yeah, the blueprint is we need to keep our economy together.
How can we keep our economy together? We too busy buying sneakers for $200,
exactly.
And we too busy taking handouts
sneakers.
From the goddamn government, and chicks busy going to family court. Taking baby daddies that may not have the money.
Listen,
come on, man.
Listen,
it's a cycle.
Listen,
and we destroy ourselves every time.
It is true. We
from?
Are.
I got a question. Who we get our food from?
The white man, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who we get our clothes from?
We get everything from them.
So
yeah.
Exactly.
But
unless that stops, and none of this shit going to change.
Yeah, of course it's not going to change because we ain't going to stop. We don't support each other.
Exactly.
Listen.
Exactly.
Listen. As the saying goes.
Matter of fact, no. You know what? I stand corrected. We only support each other when we do dumb shit. when we talk some dumb shit on the record, or we do some dumb shit on the football field or on the court. Then we support each other.
You mean the ignorant, dusty niggas? I don't associate with them. But anyway.
Well, listen, there's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of them out there, man.
We got to wipe them out. You know what I'm saying?
And this is where we were saying before, as far as that whole national as opposed to local government. The local government and the communities, like your aldermen and the people that are in, those are the ones that are going to have to start first. The reason
why is because
the president has to go through checks and balances.
And
let's say Hillary came into office and she's the president. The first thing that she's going to do is to make sure that if there's some parts of her agenda that she wants to push, it's not going to be only for women or only for white women. She has to go through trying to make sure that the plans that she sets aside are beneficial for the entire country. Same thing with Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Most people thought that when Obama got into office that he was going to do everything for black people. And he's going to do these laws for black people. But he has to make sure that the laws that he tries to put in or anything, any plan that he has to be inclusionary. It can't be something that's going to be just black or just young black men or just young black women.
It has to be
inclusionary.
What, Sean? I'm going to say this. If black folk funded Obama campaign and put that money up like the gay community did and the Latino community did, he would do stuff for black folk.
Listen, he's not getting it. Politicians must be bored. All right, hold on. I guess we're going to talk about Monday night. We're going to talk about the Grammy Awards in February.
Yeah, we're
going
to talk about all of this, man.
Guys, I have 3 minutes left. Thank you so much. And can't wait to talk about this thing again next week. Milton X, Brother B, and K-Dog, guys, thank you once again, and good luck. We'll see what happened in 4 years.
Yes.
Same shit that's been happening now. You know, that's nothing new.
Guys, be safe.
Right, have a good night.
Okay.
Yeah. You should have known that tonight was going to be even more spirited than Monday.
Well, that's why I turned it from a half an hour to an hour show without me telling you, just in case.
Just in case.
Okay. Okay. I give a minute to say your final thought. Hurry up.
Okay. My final thought is the aftermath has happened. The doom and gloom that everybody talked about was here is here. It's a matter of now, what are the people that have been elected going to do about changing everything? This can be a teachable moment. We've sat through three terms of Bush, one from HW and one from W. We've gone through lots of times in the nation. And it's about what the people are going to do to make sure that there is, a smooth transition, but also to make sure that now that you know what has happened, to try and go forth over these next 4 years to try to evolve the country. And that's what has to happen. None of the violent stuff and everything else. All of the protests that I've seen have been peaceful. Nobody has done anything violent. All they've done is march the streets and put signs and pick and all that other stuff. What has to happen now is between now and January 20th is to make sure that the transition is smooth, and then we try to hold the government accountable for what the things that have happened and see where we go from there. That's
okay,
the uncertainty part that scares everybody because nobody knows what's going to happen.
Okay, Sean, I'll tell you a minute, not 5 minutes. The Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, with the most, the King of King himself, the Hot Rod, with
Sean Black.
And Anitra B.
I just had to say that.
I know. No, she just texted me. She's at 48th Street and 8th Avenue at the corner doing something. I'm not saying what. But other than that, okay. Tune in Monday night, guys, where we will continue the conversation of how much I was right and Sean was wrong, and Donald Trump will be the best president we have of this century.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you very much.
And if you believe that, I got a bridge in Cuba to sell you really cheap.
Good night, everyone. Thank
Good
you.
Night.